What is good, everybody? This is Talking About Practice. Can you bring me down? Thank you. Yep, there we go. This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Want to shout out the people who pay some of our bills around here. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Mountain Sports, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, cross-country skiing, camping, and just enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is located in downtown Chico at 176 East 3rd Street. Their telephone number is 345-5011. With no further ado, Talking About Practice starts right now.
Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
The Bears, oh no.
Talking about practice. Jero's here, Derek's here, John's here, Brad's here. Stop me, bro, what up?
Sup?
I think someone's feelings are hurt.
I don't have feelings, bro. I gave them all to girls over the past year and a half. And they broke me. What's up, everyone? Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am your host, Jero Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, Derek Isamaki.
What's good, party people?
We also have Sonny Slim, a.k.a. John Lucan.
Hey.
And our man, your friend, Statman Extraordinaire, Statman Brad, a.k.a. Brad Feingold.
Yeah.
All right. Sports and stuff happened this weekend, huh? All right.
You excited?
No, I didn't watch anything. I watched the Niners game. And that was pretty much it.
It's a great game.
That was a good game.
Julio.
Epic meltdown.
Well, is that where we're starting? All right. I guess that's where we're starting. That was.
I mean, you're going to start with them when they win. You might as well start with them when they lose, too. You know, let's have a little consistency.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. I told my grandma right before the game started that we were going to lose, so I feel good about that. I wish I had...
Y'all are going to Dallas, it looks like.
Well, relax. We could still...
Or Philadelphia.
Or we'll be have home field throughout.
Doubt it.
Mm.
You lost it. You lost to the Falcons, man. That's like... That's your penitence right now. Your penitence for losing to the Falcons is gonna have to play wild card game.
Did you guys know I absolutely hate the Falcons?
Yeah.
Wait, tell us again.
Oh yeah, I absolutely hate the Falcons. You didn't know this?
Why is that?
Because they're never to be trusted. Mm-hmm. They're just never to be trusted. When they're supposed to lose games, they win. When they're supposed to win games, they lose. And this is why I say you should never ever, under any circumstance, trust the Atlanta Falcons, and this was a game that they absolutely should have lost. The reason why I figured they were going to win, because they had no business winning this game, and this was a classic trap game. Also, John, I can't see you. This is awkward. Hello!
Hey. Hi, dude. Here, I'll slide over.
All right, great.
I feel Atlanta's been on a weird streak lately.
Yeah,
like,
they
turn into a decent team halfway through. They're like, you know what? We actually have good people around us. Let's start playing like we are.
They've been on a weird streak since that Super Bowl that they led 28 by 28 points. What was it?
28-3.
Yeah. So they were up by 25.
Well, I mean, Matty Melty Nice Man is, you know, he's still a little bit of a clump there, but it's not much left.
Global warming has not fully hit.
Yeah.
There's still
glaciers out there. Yeah.
They're
melting away.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So the Niners, in order to clinch home field throughout, would have to... And I don't even know if they can. Can they still...
Yeah, they can clinch. So they need to basically win out.
They need to win out.
But they also need the Seahawks to lose one game.
That would be winning out. They beat the Seahawks.
Yeah, but don't the Seahawks... Don't
they have a game against the Seahawks.
Right, last but don't game. The Seahawks need to lose to another opponent as well?
No.
Because they beat them in the original?
No.
No?
I mean, it's got to go down.
Then it goes down to conference record within the conference. Yeah,
they're both tied record-wise, 11-3. So if the Niners win,
yeah, but division record.
It won't matter anymore because their conference is higher.
Yeah, because right now they have the same record.
Yeah,
and the only reason why they're above them is because of the win they have against them.
Mm. Yeah,
Seahawks is them.
Right.
Yes.
The losers are the Niners.
They're playing the Cards this week. So,
and the Niners are playing going to Dallas. Or Philadelphia. Whatever team wants to not lose that division.
That is, okay, first of all, the NFL really needs to reseed the playoffs because this is a joke that the Dallas 100%. Cowboys could host the playoff game at 7-7. That franchise has been a joke for about 25 years now.
But they do have the nicest stadium, so, you know, they should host most things.
But you also, I mean, look at the Patriots the last 15 years. Look at that division. You know what I mean? No one's reseeding that division.
I'm saying not the division, I'm saying the playoffs in general. The top four seeds should be based on record.
Yeah.
Period.
Not based on your...
So you can have two people in the same division come out of a high... Come out
if they have a better record than another person.
So why do we even have divisions then?
Because it still guarantees you a spot in the playoffs if you win your division.
Yes.
Okay, so it's like the NBA. You get a home field if you win your division, but you're still a lower rank.
What?
That's not accurate.
No, that won't happen
either.
No, just you, no matter what your record is based on.
That is not even close to accurate.
You can't get a home field advantage.
It is 100% based on your record and nothing else.
You, winning your division gives you a playoff spot. It doesn't guarantee you home field advantage.
It's home court at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't do that for you either.
Yeah, because there's only two divisions.
In football, we talk about field.
There's
conferences.
And conferences.
You're talking about conferences.
Does anyone watch sports here?
What are we doing?
Jesus Christ, guys. First, Brad yells out something inaccurate, and you double down. My God, guys.
Yeah, if you got 11, you know, you always double down.
You know what? Maybe.
Or 9. Would you do 9 or 10? Would you double down on 9 and 10?
Is anyone
it depends on what the dealer's showing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
If there's like a 4 or less, I'm doubling on 7.
7, really?
Screw it.
Yeah. Let's talk about the guy.
Scared money don't make no money.
Let's talk about the guy in Vegas who put down a $200 9-team parlay who was set to win, what was it, 80 grand? Do you know the story? He was set to win, I believe, something ridiculous. Maybe it wasn't as high as 80 grand, but it was a lot of money. And he took the under in the Niners-Falcons game.
Ooh, dirty.
And he
about a bad beat.
Was sitting
there. That's a
good
win for somebody else,
with
though.
He was up 12, right? Or down 12?
12 and a half.
He had 12 and a half points with 5 seconds left of the game and ended up losing that bet. That just does not happen. Ever.
There were two last-second touchdowns scored this weekend. Yeah,
and five,
I feel like people lost definitely money on both.
And the Redskins game, too. Yeah, Same thing. Yeah. Oh, brutal. Brutal for gamblers out there. That's why maybe you should just save your money, people.
Or just take my picks.
Not for the NFL, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I did go 3-0 in the NFL this week, but it's fine.
We'll talk about that later, though.
I mean, we're not 0-12 the past 4 weeks, but yeah, you know.
It's been pretty bad, yeah. But nice little couple $100 trip.
Doing great, boys. Doing great.
But are you guys with me with this reseeding thing?
100%.
Yeah. Totally agree.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So how would you would just want it as AFC, NFC, no divisions?
No, I'm saying you could still keep the divisions. If you win the division, you should get a playoff spot. But what I'm saying is
you're not
the
guaranteed
top
a higher
four
seed.
Teams get the
home field.
Home field, yeah. The top two still get a first round bye. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So you could potentially still have the two teams in the first round bye being two teams in the same division.
Correct.
But it would just be Dallas or the Eagles will have the number six spot.
Yes.
If it was happening this year.
Which should be the way it is. There's no way, as trash as that stupid team from Dallas has been, and I'm sorry, Auntie Ariel, but that team is garbage. Your team is trash. Your defense is a joke, and I'm sorry. I love you, but that team is so terrible, and I hate looking at
them. I mean, they just won this past weekend.
Yeah, they put up 40.
Okay, maybe not the week to rail against them.
45 on the Rams.
Yeah. At home.
Yeah.
Let's relax. Okay.
I'm just saying, man, it's, you know... I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm with you.
Are we going to get super excited about that?
Jameis Winston put up
45 against
the Rams. Dude, Jameis Winston's about to do some damage in the department at the end of the season, man. He's leading the league in yards, I think, right now, touchdowns, and interceptions.
Now, that's also
has been nursing a fractured throwing hand.
I love that. I love watching Jameis Winston play. I wish all quarterbacks were that entertaining because it could be every time he drops back, it could be the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen, whether it's just an absolute laser or a duck thrown to the other team. It's always exciting.
He's throwing touchdowns every which way.
Yeah, he is.
You know, Something going to the other side of the, you know, but he's done with touchdowns.
Yep.
Better than Phillip Rivers.
100%, man. I mean, I bet you, like, fantasy-wise, he's probably killing it, despite the interceptions he's throwing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shall we move on?
Let's talk more Jameis Winston, actually. I think this is a great conversation.
All right.
How about them crab legs, man? You know? Yeah. Worth it.
You guys remember that story where Jameis Winston in college yelled out, "I bleeped her in the bleep" or whatever, yes. Got in trouble for that?
He stood up in a library and said it or something?
I think he was just on campus.
On a quad, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing that was always so shocking to me wasn't that he would say something like that, was the fact that he was on campus. I don't think y'all realize, Division I scholarship athletes don't go to class, guys.
Some do.
I wouldn't go.
Not really.
So bold, I mean,
not
that.
Really. Not really.
There's reasons to go to class.
If they're on scholarship.
There's plenty of reasons to go to class.
There's plenty of Division I athletes that have 4.0s that are getting their master's before they're even graduating in 4 years.
Yeah, and they're taking all online classes. That's all I'm saying. Most of them do not go to class. College athletics is a sham. And you know this.
Whatever.
You know
I mean,
this.
It is true, yeah.
You know asinine. Erroneous on both counts.
I mean, granted, it really is more a reflection of us as a society and the fact that we have these college athletes. Like, that is, like, honestly,
it's
one of
so
the most
stupid.
Popular sports is watching,
so stupid.
Quote-unquote, amateurs play. That's just weird. The fact that we, like, enjoy amateurism more than we enjoy professionalism. But granted, the fact that there's professional sports is kind of ridiculous, too. But, you know, thank God they do, because we wouldn't be here if we weren't. So
yeah, but yeah. College sports have been... been the staple. Besides baseball, has been the like that's been the longest lasting sport in America.
No, horse racing, bro. Big fan of the horse races. Big.
Who's your
fan.
Favorite horse?
Charles III.
It's all about War Daddy. Okay.
War Daddy's solid.
Yeah, War Daddy. Yeah, come on.
The wife knows and the wife doesn't know. Those are my two favorite horses right there.
Those are solid horses.
Those are good ones.
Right.
And they're racing the same one.
You can't, come on, you got to drop a name of a horse.
More of a Seabiscuit fan.
Okay, thank you. Give me at least something right now. Like, there's plenty of them. Secretariat I would have taken as well.
Did that go how you thought it would, John?
Yeah. How about American Pharoah? Let's just keep going down the list, man. Let's go. Let's give you and raise you right now. Horse race names.
I honestly was going to say the Preakness, and that is a race. So, yeah.
But I will say, I have to give props to the horse racing community for the names that they do give the horses.
They
because
are
they
awesome.
Do it proper. People that are so lame when they come to naming their pets.
It's by a nose.
By a nose, by a nose. Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Wait, there's
you know?
A horse called My Wife Knows Everything?
Yes, so... There was
and
a
my
race.
Wife doesn't know.
A horse race call like this. It was on Sunday between two horses.
Let it roll.
Just,
one named
just wait
My
for this.
Wife Knows Everything. The other, the wife doesn't know.
Into the final furlong. My Wife Knows Everything. The wife doesn't know. They're 1-2. Of course they are. My wife knows everything in front. To the outside, the wife doesn't know. My wife knows everything. The wife doesn't know. My wife knows everything. More than the wife doesn't know.
I'm glad we're just, I'm glad we took
that was,
this turn.
That was
yeah, you know what? That was so worth it.
That was organic right there.
That was absolutely delightful. Wow. Thank you.
I mean,
Matt.
I know that like there's a lot of horses dying out there these days, but you know, shouts to horse racing, man. Keep pumping them full of steroids. All right, yeah.
Who was the Sunday night game last night? Was it Bills Pats?
Yep.
Who
yep.
won?
No, it's this next week is Bills.
It was Bills.
Bills. Pitt.
Pittsburgh.
Who won the game?
The Bills Steelers of Pennsylvania.
Steeler PA. Yeah.
The Bills won.
The Bills
right?
won.
They clinched the playoff spot.
Yeah, they also clinched my three-team parlay. Hey!
All right.
Dude, the Bills? Are we really the Bills? I love it. I'm
10-3? 10-4?
I want that franchise to do great things.
So they're 10-3. They actually have a chance to win the division.
I want them to be tantalized with great things.
I have zero interest in ever watching that team ever.
Really?
Yeah, never. Never cared about the Bills.
I don't know.
Will.
Well, I mean, I love their helmets, man. Sorry. Their helmets got me. I love
their
logo.
Helmets are excellent. But yeah. I just like.
That defense is legit.
Yeah.
That defense is legit. And the way the Patriots have been playing the last few weeks with that offense, we have a game on our hands this Sunday.
Tre'Davious White, man.
Yep.
No. Two interceptions.
Wait, is there a chance the Bills could win the division?
Saturday.
No. Right?
They have a chance
to win the division. Yeah.
We have the Bills, Pats. They could beat them.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but then they have to win out as well. I think they have the Patriots lose or something. I don't know. Either way,
well, the Patriots.
I think they finish
if
with
the
Patriots.
Bills
Jets
win out, then the Patriots lost a game.
But right. I think that would only tie them with the record, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know the full tie-breaking on that, yeah, but they'll be split.
All right. Well, you know, let's...
We'll look this up later.
Yeah, so...
Later.
Oh, do you have it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like they would need the Patriots to lose their two games, most likely.
Yeah, ain't gonna happen. Who else, what's the Patriots' remaining schedule? Can you tell me that?
They have...
This episode of Talking About Practice called Look It Up, guys.
Google.
Google this.
They've got Buffalo and Miami. So, yeah. They should win. Yeah.
Yeah. Are they in
They
Miami?
Got Miami to end the season?
Both are at home.
Oh.
Yeah, both are at home.
Well, then.
Yeah.
Miami somehow always ends up playing the Pats tough, except earlier this season. But Miami almost always splits that series, and I don't know how. Remember, was it last year with the Kenyon Drake, the 14 laterals?
Yeah. I don't think it was that many. But
I think it was literally like three. But
yeah, but close enough. I like it. Yeah, it sounds better 14.
Yeah, we're going to go with 14.
Wrong playing defense. Come on, that was funny.
Don't Google that, guys. All right, moving on. Was there anything else? I'm literally asking you, guys, because I did not watch much football.
The Chiefs just picked up Terrell Suggs.
What? He's still floating around out there?
Yeah, the Cardinals released him, and he was picked up by the Chiefs, which I think is a huge move going into the playoffs for the Chiefs.
Also, Josh Gordon suspended again.
Yeah.
Mm. What?
Yeah, smoking weed.
Can't stay up.
The weed! No,
it was performance.
Anything in those realms of it was substance abuse and performance enhancing drugs are all in the same category.
Well, I know, but there's substance difference abuse. Between
weed enhances my performances.
Does it
in the eating department?
First of all, NFL, why are y'all doing this?
Right,
with the weed thing, it is so dumb.
I don't know if it really was weed though. We really are.
No, just, I know that's fine. But, yeah. I'm not saying these are necessarily related, but this is a tangent that we've gone off before, and I just don't understand. The NFL is hustling backwards on this. Why are you still testing for weed, man? You're getting your players addicted to opioids, but you won't let them smoke weed.
Pretty much.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're all clear on
that. The MLB just passed.
There you go.
They're going to stop drug testing for marijuana as well this year.
Yeah, they also stopped drug testing for cocaine back in the 80s.
Yeah, well,
I don't think they ever tested for cocaine.
You know what? You might be right.
They're like, yeah, let's just let her do.
Yeah, let her roll, baby.
Make baseball interesting. On cocaine!
Yeah. It would be a lot more interesting if your relief pitcher was like about to come out of the bullpen and just did a fat rail and charge the mound with those crazy coke eyes. Oh, that, you know what? That's how we fix baseball right there. Let the players do cocaine.
I will say, man, baseball is very popular in Latin America. And I'm just
saying. You know what else is popular in Latin America? Colombian Bam Bam.
We've taken a very dark turn right now, and I love it.
I know. I would actually prefer the rest of this show stay right here and not move off of this topic. Well, do you have anything else on the NFL? Anyone?
It's fun to watch.
Cool.
I'm glad you still think so.
Yeah.
There's few and far between now.
Purist.
Ugh. There's no more purity anymore.
The Raiders lost their last
absolutely lost
to the Jacksonville Jags. Oh,
dude.
Derek Carr's got to go, bro.
The crowd was throwing nachos and garbage on the field at the end of the game.
How dare
they
tarnish
breaking,
nachos by throwing
seats
them.
As well.
You don't throw
they're
nachos.
Destroying the whole entire stadium.
Well, to be fair,
they're the Raiders.
It's
so.
Oakland.
And they're kind of known for being unruly fans. Last game, and you're going to lose to a guy named Gardner Minshew.
Minshew.
You're right.
A team that I think they were on a pretty bad losing streak, too. They've been terrible.
Yeah. I think it's ridiculous to get that worked up about sports in general.
Do you think Derek Carr is going to be a Raider next year?
I don't think he'll be a starting quarterback anywhere next year.
Anywhere?
No, I don't think he's a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Canada. Here he comes.
I think he'll still find a place in the NFL. I just don't think... Because, look, quarterbacks are so rare. You know someone's going to take a flyer on him and say, oh, well, he's probably in a bad system, had a bunch of different offensive coordinators and different head coaches. Let me give a run at him. But I honestly believe his brother was a much better quarterback and more of a victim of where he played than Derek Carr is. Derek Carr has had some weapons over the years, and he has all the physical tools, but you watch any Raiders game, and it is check down city, man, and it is hard to watch.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hence the nacho throwing.
Right, and the seat tearing.
Seat tearing, yeah. Rip it in the tearing. Rip it in the tearing.
You and I were on the same page. I didn't know if I should say it, and I knew you would come in with it.
Of course I would.
Yeah. All right.
Rip it in the tearing.
All right. Moving on, shall we? Move. read on. College football?
I mean, you want to talk about Army Navy? That's the only thing that happened.
I have nothing. That was the only. Yeah, I mean,
only thing that happened. Do we care about Army Navy?
Joe Burrow cut the Heisman.
Oh, that's right, he did.
That's the only other thing that happened.
Wow, we are such an informed sports program right now.
Well, it's the week before bowl season.
Yeah.
You know, we had this next week starts bowl season. And
hold on, you weren't here last week to tell the people, and I didn't want to tell them on your behalf. What was your record betting on college football this season?
Well, I mean, I have a segment that I do that on anyway.
Okay, but, wait.
Perfect introduction.
It's not, though, because I was not prepared.
Story of my life.
Is it?
Are you
yeah,
good?
Yeah, you not being prepared.
Oh.
All right.
Hey, it's me. Knock, knock. So, you got my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man? You know my name, now give me my money.
All right, like Jiro precursor before. I was not here last week. Just a little under the weather.
Hung over.
A little under the weather.
Hung over.
A little under the weather. All right.
Hung over.
So last week, went 6-0. No big deal. 6-0. That's maybe why I was a little hung over. Got excited. It's Rudy's birthday. Drank too much.
There you go.
Record for the season. For the end of the college season, boys, 83-25-1. I'll say it again. 83-25-1.
That's ridiculous.
That's 83 wins. 25 losses. One push. One push. That's
solid.
That's weird to me. Usually I have a lot of pushes. You know?
Not
you
know today, though.
You're
not getting pushed around anymore.
No way, Jose. All right. So going into the bowl week. I got a few games picked just for this week. Every week we're going to be having quite a bit of games till about January 6th, I believe. So look forward to all those in the coming weeks.
We can all agree that bowl season is purely meant for gamblers.
Revenue. Yeah.
Straight revenue,
like,
yes.
No one is watching these bowl games. There aren't gambling.
No.
Unless you went to that university.
Because you have some intriguing matchups that aren't in the playoffs that people still want to see. And I'll get to that. Because you're going to have a bias pick coming up, Derek. Mm-hmm. And it's the last
of our bias picks. Yeah, I know what I'm taking with already. Like,
all right, so we have four games that I'm taking this week. I have SMU at Florida Atlantic University. SMU is the favorite. Them scoring lights out.
A stimulating matchup right there.
Yeah, it is.
SMU, Florida Atlantic.
FAU.
Get your popcorn, y'all.
Yeah, FAU, the Lane Kiffin team. It's been dominating all year, but... What
soon
I do like
no
is
longer be Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, what I do like is Lane Kiffin just got hired by Ole Miss, so he's actually not going to be attending. It bugs me when coaches do that. By the way, they do this whole thing. They don't want kids to transfer. They don't want they want them to ride out their careers on the bench and try to play for a spot. But yet these coaches won't even stay a full season if they get a better job.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Passed around like a $2 whore.
Yeah, SMU -3.
Jesus, Derek.
Appalachian State. Appalachian State has been winning us money lately, people.
App State, baby.
We're taking at State. App State.
What's their mascot?
The Mountaineers.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where I pulled that one from.
That was pretty impressive.
I mean, Appalachian Mountains. Yeah, I don't know. UAB playing University of Alabama Birmingham.
Wow, that was a lucky guess.
Is that
it? Is the Mountaineers.
Lucky guess.
That actually wasn't a lucky guess because I'm a.
But you said you pulled it out of somewhere.
Yeah, out of my brain, Brad. Because I'm a sorcerer,
which is also inside your butt.
Also. Okay, oh God, dude. All right, let's get through this, huh? Shall we? So we have App State at UAB -16. I like App State. To win that handily. Boise State at Washington. Washington's had flashes of brilliance all year, but I still like Boise State to come in and beat Washington +3.5. And then UCF, These guys kind of died for me early in the season. Lost a couple weeks through them. But they're at Marshall. Minus 17. We're taking UCF. Minus 17.
Terrible movie.
It was. Probably the worst Matthew McConaughey movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, you can't go that far right now. I mean, there's some... I'm trying to think of...
What was that movie called?
Marshall.
We are Marshall.
Marshall, yeah.
The only movie I want to hear with the title Marshall is Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
U.S. Marshall's by...
Ooh, U.S. Marshall.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, and Wesley Snipes.
And Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. Love Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes.
There's three movies with the name Marshall in it, and two of them are excellent.
Passenger 57, come on.
That's not Marshall, isn't it?
Yeah, but Wesley Snipes is in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're talking how great Wesley Snipes is. Come on.
Air Force One?
He's not in that one.
I know. There's Harrison Ford, though. All right, so getting into the bias picks.
That's not a good movie.
What? It's a great movie.
It's actually not.
Get off my plane.
Yeah, that's a good
great
line.
Movie.
That's a good line. That's not a great movie.
Please.
It's kind of rough seeing Gary Oldman trying to do a Russian or whatever type of Kazakhstanian accent.
Yeah, that was
rough. It was kind of pretty pathetic.
All right, so the bias picks of the week, boys.
All right.
This is the last week.
Yep.
Loser's going to have to do some fun stuff. We'll decide. I'll decide.
You've been saying that for months.
Here comes Puka Shells and a sign out on the corner.
Oh, I love Puka Shells.
I bet you do. All right, so last week, Jordan lost.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's rare.
He took the over, Ohio State, Wisconsin, and they hit 55. The over was 56.
Oh.
So we have Jordan at 8-5. He has a huge game, a playoff game. Clemson at Ohio State. Ohio State is the underdog in this game, plus 2.
They should be.
Over under 63.5. Jordan said he's taking the spread. He's taking plus 2 on Ohio State. We have Brad,
mm-hmm.
who took, who'd you take, Brad? You took Baylor, or no, you took Virginia and Clemson game,
yep.
The ACC championship.
Yep.
You took the over. That hit easily. Ties up your record at 8-5 with Jordan for
first place.
Unfortunately, your horrible Duke Blue Devils didn't even make a bowl game this year. So we are going to pull a rabbit out of the hat, and you're going to go with Wyoming, like we've been doing all year.
Oh, gosh.
You have Georgia State at Wyoming. Wyoming is minus 7, over under 49.
Wait, what was the... So it was minus 7?
Minus 7 for Wyoming.
Okay.
Over under 49.
I'm going to go... Come on, Cowboys, don't fail me here. I'm going to take Wyoming, minus 7.
Here you go. Ride them, boys. Like that.
Let's go, Cowboys! Woo!
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Damn straight.
Okay. God.
You should have doubled down on it, Brad.
What is...
Why are you doubling down?
It's like, yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Them Cowboys.
Damn straight.
All right. Whoa.
I've never heard Brad have so much conviction about anything in his life.
For myself...
More like...
Cal is playing their bowl game against Illinois, fighting the Illini. Cal is minus 7, over under 41. We're going the minus 7 for Cal.
Cal actually made a bowl game?
They did.
Who are they playing? Sorry.
Yeah,
they're playing Illinois.
Illinois, okay.
Fighting Illini. Big Ten team.
Glad you know it's not Illinois. There's actually people out there who still think it's Illinois.
It's annoying.
It's like, how? How do you not? What did you do in life?
And one of the most intriguing games of the bowl season is what you have, Derek. You have Michigan.
Is it really?
You have Michigan at Alabama.
Pathetic.
How y'all got?
No, Alabama, no, how we got that. We don't deserve that.
Alabama is the favorite of for 7 points. Over under 59.
Wait, how much is Alabama favored by?
7.
Only 7?
Only 7.
Wow. That's over who?
Michigan.
Over
right. That's right.
I mean, I've gone through this entire season not picking Michigan in any way, shape, or form.
So why don't you just be a real true fan and just wholeheartedly go with them because you hate Bama?
I mean,
but I actually have a chance of actually winning this thing right now, because don't I? I have a good record.
Yeah, you could tie it. Yeah,
I could tie it. Yeah, I could get in.
No, if we both lose.
Yeah, if you both lose.
Well, what am I? I'm at
7-6. You're tied with me at 7-6.
Okay. All right. I got to go with. What was the over again? I'm sorry.
59, Derek.
59.
I'm gonna hang my head in shame over here. Like, pay attention, Derek. And I was like, wait, what game are we talking about?
I'm gonna go with the over.
And the biggest game of the week for our bias picks is coming in at last place. Jarrell at 6-7. He has the Utah Utes playing his Texas Longhorns.
So wait, me and Derek are battling it out for last place.
No.
I'm
secure. You're
No, you're not technically secure because if you lose and he wins,
yeah.
Well, you're tied with me too.
I am tied. Yeah, I wasn't trying to bring myself.
So we could have a three-way tie for losers.
Yeah.
Well, menage a trois ties.
All right.
Damn straight.
Utah Utes at the Texas Longhorns. Texas is the underdog. Is the underdog here? Plus 7.5 for Texas.
Makes sense.
Over under 55.
That is also the over under on the number of co-eds Matthew McConaughey is currently with right now.
Oh my god! I'll take the Utes.
Wow.
Well, whatever gets Tom Herman fired, that's the result I want.
Okay.
Because this is a meaningless bowl game.
And I want to see Matthew McConaughey take over as coach for the Longhorns.
Yes.
That would be amazing.
Be awesome.
Yeah. Come on.
They would have so many recruits.
All right. We got to win this game right
The first
here.
Time any team's ever got 99 of the top 100 five-star recruits.
Matthew McConaughey at the helm.
Yeah.
All right. And to end this,
I'd follow him into battle.
My winning better of the week. Technically, it goes to the college football season. This bettor placed a $50 bet at the beginning of the season on Joe Burrow to win the Heisman.
Oh, nice.
200-1.
Ooh.
$50 netted him a nice $10,000.
Good for that guy.
That's not bad.
Winner of the year.
Damn.
Good choice, man. Good choice.
Shouts to him.
And that's Lucan to the futures.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Your man Jarrell Gilbert, alongside me as always, Derek Isamaki, John Lucan, and Statman Brad. Jordan should be back next week. I believe he's coaching his sixth-grade girls. I want to say basketball team right now. Not 100% sure on that, but he ain't here. He'll be back next week. Talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Chico Custom Cabinetry, creating dream kitchens, bathrooms, and more. Chico Custom Cabinetry works with all budgets and offers no charge for consultations or estimates. Licensed and bonded, you'll find them on Facebook at ChicoCustomCabinetry.com or by calling 324-0032. Happy holidays from Chico Custom Cabinets, where they say, if you can dream it, we can build it. Chico Custom Cabinetry. Let's go, baby! Really excited about that read, sorry.
I mean, it's a good one at the end. I like it.
If you can dream it, we can build it, baby.
I want to dream too big so they can't build it. That's my goal in life.
I think you're doing it, my friend.
Yeah, they can't build what I'm dreaming.
All right. In the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That's right, y'all. Time for
the news.
The news. Thousands of penis fish are washing up on the shores of Marin County.
Not even
on
a
Drake's Beach. That's literally what they're called, penis fish.
Pin 15.
There's so many things to take away from that, just that headline, but we'll... It's a good headline.
Actually, they're not called penis fish. They're actually called fat inner keeper worms. Have been washed upon Drake's Beach.
Bang, right?
Yeah. And they are called penis worms because of their phallic-looking shape, and they actually do look like a... It's pretty funny. There's a picture of them right
now.
They look like little penises. And there are strewn for miles little. Across the beach over in Marin County right now. Thousands of them being washed up upon shore due to there was a large storm at sea. Apparently, these little suckers don't do so well. Don't do so well. Sorry, I was holding that one in for a while. don't do so well when it comes to storms and have been washed on shore. They are quite a sight to see. A lot of penis pictures coming out of there. A lot of them. Now, and it's kind of hard to go because the both next two things I have are kind of on the serious nature, so it kind of sucks. I started with it really funny, but we're going to get a little serious right now. But I'm going to try to find the one that's the easy medium into this. For those of you who aren't aware, Janoris Jenkins, a cornerback for the New York Giants, was recently cut from the team. Why? Because he called somebody a retard on Twitter. He refused to apologize for said term because we're not in a culture right now where you can't say that word at all. So if you were offended by me saying that word, there wouldn't be any question, retard. I will do my best to refrain from saying that word as much as possible. However, the New York Giants weren't appreciative whatsoever of him tweeting out that word. Again, the word being retard that I cannot say. I'm not trying to say that word. It's just part of the story, guys. The tweet in question, it was kind of funny. It was a back and forth. Jenkins was talking about some of the stats he had, and one of the fans out there on the Twitter world had this to say: how many of those stats contributed to any wins? Hashtag none, hashtag irrelevant. To which Janoris Jenkins replied, I can only do my job, ... retard.
Yikes.
It's a little bit of a stretch. It's probably a bad use of to call somebody out that way, of course. We all are sensitive enough to realize that there are people out there who actually have conditions where they were used to made fun of in the past. And it's terrible that they were. And we shouldn't in any way, shape, or form go after people like that. But we all know when that word is said, it's not really meaning that. It's kind of like the other words you can't say anymore nowadays. I'm, you know.
Like what?
Dude? Yeah, we don't need to say
it. You're not going
to
go down that road. But we all know. Just, you know, don't be a baguette dog, okay? So, yes. Can't say what you always... Got to have a filter out there, guys. I don't have one. But you should have one. Janoris Jenkins in particular, you should have had one. You work for a professional squad and they take that stuff seriously. So, do yourself a favor, Janoris Jenkins, and get that shih tzu out of here.
I wasn't ready. Sorry. Hold on. Can we just run that sound back one more time? Hold on.
Yeah, all right.
I've been waiting to use that drop for like 3 months now.
Hey, I'm glad we have it now.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
Finally served its
purpose. It did.
It can now die.
All right, one more. This one, again, this is kind of where I get serious again. Every once in a while, you know me, I like to find something that really irks me in a certain way that there's got to be some seriousness brought about it. A student over at Saddleback Community College down in Southern California, mm-hmm, who suffers from, he's autistic, was being, and has cerebral palsy as well, was being shunned by the community because apparently he would get a little too inappropriate with people, in particular with girls. But he did with everybody. His way of greeting people whenever he met anybody, he would just give them a fist bump and try to take a selfie with them. Now, him being the person he was, had trouble meeting friends, so we tried to do it to as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. Well, we've all seen those people before, and you have to respect what they're trying to go through and give them a little fist bump, take the selfie. But there are apparently some girls that found it very creepy and have since reported him to the school, to which he was expelled for apparently sexual misconduct.
What?
And it goes to people out there, in particular these females who are claiming this type of situation right now. It's a fine line. It is. And you've unfortunately had to bear a lot of the burdens of many sexual misconducts from many men. But situations like this, when you have clearly a person who autistic, suffering from cerebral palsy, they're just trying to have fit in, and they don't really know exactly how to exactly go about doing that. So luckily, they are appealing this ruling and doing their best to have that removed, because that's now going to be on his permanent transcripts wherever he goes. And that's not fair to this kid whatsoever, who's really just trying to fit in. And it goes to show, creepiness to women is only determined by how good-looking the person is talking to them.
Wow.
Wow. You shallow people.
That's all right. Boom. I don't
know
how to take that. We're really playing with fire today, huh, Derek?
I'm just saying, if Matthew McConaughey was walking around fist-bumping people and taking selfies, they would have no problem doing that. Or someone who looked like Matthew McConaughey.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Like, just saying. That's the news, y'all. You're welcome.
All right. All right. To lighter news, huh?
Satman Brad's North State Update.
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
All right. It's time for the North State Update. I'm actually excited this week because Chico State women won out. They beat Cal State Monterey Bay. And they had a great game against Sonoma State and won 66-62, bringing their record to 7-4 overall and 3-3 in conference. They're on a three-game winning streak in conference after a three-game losing streak in conference. So it's been a good turnaround for them. Their next games are actually December 21st versus Humboldt State at Chico State. So it'll be a good rivalry game there. That game for the women is going to start at 5:30. Then they're off until January 2nd. They'll be at Cal State Los Angeles. But we'll talk about that more next week. And now going to the men, they also won outright, beating Cal State Monterey Bay 113-69. You heard that right. 113 points were scored by the Wildcats to 69. For Monterey Bay.
You couldn't hear that right because you didn't say it right.
I didn't say it right. Yeah,
so
yeah.
No one heard it right. So no, yeah. What was the score one more time?
113-69.
There we go.
Yep.
All right.
Nice. I was hoping no one misheard my mistake there, but apparently not. And they
I'm
beat...
usually not paying attention, but I got you there, man.
Darn
I got
it.
You
all right.
There.
Well, I'm... all right. And they beat Sonoma State 73-48. They'll also be playing the Humboldt State Lumberjacks.
Well, they're pretty good, aren't they, then?
They're not too bad.
113-78, a lot of margins. All right.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's a good couple games, but they also lost last week 67-69 to Cal Poly Pomona. They're right in the middle of the road. They've got a 4-2 conference win, 8-3 overall. So, but now that Jero's in here, I've got a question. More of a poll for everyone since we've been on like the risque line.
I like polls.
Here.
Yeah.
This poll is more of like, I want to hear what you guys think about this. Where are you guys on it?
That's usually what you do by polls. Yeah, you're trying to figure out people's... Like, you're trying to
I got
to
ask.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you guys down with OPP? Just a question. Simple question.
Do you even know me?
Proper response.
You know me?
Proper response. All right.
I mean,
do you...
I'm just wondering where that came from.
I just heard it for the first time in a long time.
What, that song?
Yeah, that song.
Did you just bring up a pop culture reference from 1994?
Yeah.
Cool. And yeah, no, I'm not, because OPP is one of the quickest ways to get shot.
Fair enough.
Or all stabbed. Right.
And finally.
Not even down. I don't even like that song that much, I'm not going to lie.
It's not a good song.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Well, finally.
What's your favorite Naughty by Nature track?
That's too good of a question for me to answer right now. Because I'm not a huge Naughty by Nature fan.
Hey-ho!
I mean, that one always gets people going.
Feel me flow?
Hip-hop, hooray! Yeah? Something? No? Go ahead.
They're not all my
all right. And finally, with this past loss for the Browns, they're the only team in the NFL without a winning record in this decade. Wrong soundbite, but okay. So the Browns have not had a winning record in this decade, and that they have not had a 10-win record since 2007.
Trust.
I'm just playing things. No.
So yeah, the Browns are trash.
They are.
Ooh. Don't trust them.
Oh wait.
Trust.
Thank you, and that's my North State update.
Is he saying trash or saying trust?
He's trust.
Trust.
Okay.
That's
do
why.
I hear it one more time.
Yeah, please.
Trust.
Okay, all right.
Whoa.
That was perfect timing, Brad. How
I
did
wasn't
you
expecting
know?
You to do that, to be honest, but yeah.
All right, other stuff. Oh.
Well, I mean.
I think that was the end. Was that the end of it?
Well, yeah, that's a North State update, but I also have, I mean, the schedule came out for Chico State baseball, so that was pretty
good. Oh, yeah, let's break that down game by game right now. Let's see. I want to know about it
so
right
we
now.
Have about 14 minutes left. Let's go in depth here.
Your sister Erin, because I no longer know if she's an Isamaki or like what the deal is there, so I'm just going to call her your sister, says that she hopes that we get the cheating Astros, or she said, really hope the cheating Astros make it onto the show today. Does anyone care?
At this point in time, no.
I mean, it's
We talked about it a little bit, didn't we?
No, yeah. But we could talk about the cheating Patriots. Do you have that sound?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Let's go there right now. So the Patriots were recently caught and penalized by the NFL for recording the Browns.
Have they been penalized yet?
Yeah, they got fined.
Oh.
For filming the Bengals sideline during, was it practice or during the game?
During the actual game. Oh, okay. The Browns.
And this is them essentially getting caught.
This is the security for the Bengals.
Thank you. Go ahead.
And this is a piece you're filming on your advanced scout?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, guys. I don't see the advanced scout in this footage.
No, it's not. We were trying to get some field perspective. It's my bad.
Oh, you can't.
That's not the field.
That's why you would think you could take that.
I didn't know. But I can delete this right here for you.
Damage is done, my friend.
No, it isn't, because we delete it.
Once again,
see once it's gone, I can't bring it down.
The damage is done, my friend, is the line that I... That line, at, so that was the Bengal security guard saying, the damage is done, my friend. And what makes this all the more worse, if, as far as how it appears, if you're the New England Patriots, is I can make that disappear. Like, what is this, the mob? Like, are we putting a hit out on someone?
It's exactly what they
don't
do.
Don't worry about it. I'll make it disappear. Don't worry about it. I don't know what accent that is. But
Forget about it.
I'll make him disappear. We'll never hear about him again.
I mean, it's New Jersey, and that's trash.
It sounds like you're doing more Italian mafia than...
I don't know really what
you
I'm going
to do
for.
Irish mob if you're doing Boston, I'm just saying.
Well, I can't do a real good Irish.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, look at your charms.
That was definitely not Irish.
Oh, man. All right, let's hear everyone's Irish accent right now. Go on. Come
let's
on, Brad.
Go. Go ahead. Let's go, Mr. Critical.
Come on. I want to hear
let's
it.
Let's go.
No.
Nope.
Let's go.
Right. We're good.
Something. Say something.
Oh, boy. I need a pint of whiskey.
A pint of Guinness for me. Shall we go down to the pub, eh?
That's better.
I don't think A is in Irish.
I think that was Canadian.
It's more Canadian.
Hey, Canadian.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, eh?
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Minnesota.
Do you want to hear mine again?
Swedish Canadian.
Yeah, let's do it one more time. Yeah.
Then look at his charms.
They're after me Lucky Charms.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say. But I said, then look at his charms.
Okay. Good to know. No one's got a good Irish person in here.
Well,
John was the best.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
All right, let's hear yours again, John.
One more time.
What? One more time.
One more, your
one
Irish time. Accent.
You're yeah. Irish.
You're putting me on the spot. I got to think of what to say, you know?
The pint of Guinness.
Oh, boy, oh. Pint of Guinness, huh?
That's Canadian.
Yeah. That Canadian. I was looking at Derek. Derek, you get one on the spot.
Oh, yeah. Pint of Guinness for you. Go down to the pub.
Okay,
we'll
have
some whiskey.
Yours might be the best. Yours might be the best. You want to hear mine one more time?
Yeah, let's do it.
The look of the chart. Brad?
Not enough alcohol in me.
Well, come on. You got something.
Nothing?
Just
again, not enough in me.
Okay.
Nothing.
Can't do it.
All right. Can you try, please?
Can you give me any accent whatsoever? Is there any accent?
Yeah,
you
we'll
can
take
give
any
me
accent. You got.
Any accent I've got?
Any
yes.
accent you got.
Oh, gosh. We'll take a Minnesota accent. We'll take a Chicago accent.
Southern accent.
Yeah, we don't care what you could just.
Oh, you want Southern?
There we go. Yeah.
That's how he talks already, though.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
That's already how he talks.
Born and bred.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
I feel like that was even a bad
act. It wasn't good, but at least...
It was an attempt, all right? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Gosh.
But yeah, saying you could disappear something, any other team, I don't think this would be that big of a deal. But the Patriots are a bunch of dirty, stinking cheaters, and they've been a bunch of dirty, stinking cheaters forever now. So yeah, I think this kind of matters.
Sorry, there's a video that was on John's phone. The dude just got absolutely smashed.
What happened?
Oh, it's terrible radio, buddy.
Oh, my God. Okay, this guy
gymnastics
just...
Gymnastics gone wrong.
Yeah, gymnastics. This guy just did a triple backflip and landed on trampoline and scorpioned himself.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know that John is fully invested in this show.
Yeah, he's literally on Instagram while we're doing the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, boy, don't call me out on the show, huh?
It's getting worse.
It really is. Yeah. Like, that's impressive. I didn't think it could get worse after this.
It started off really strong. It did.
It really did. It was the best one, and now I think it might be worse than the look at her charm.
Going out to the pub, shall we?
Oh,
for
man.
Some whiskey?
There's some Irish guy out there furious right, right now. Yeah. Like, that's not how I talk.
I wish I was better at accents.
Yeah. Me too. Me too.
You guys want to talk about the NBA?
Not really.
No, okay.
Yeah, right. Lakers!
I mean, we can.
All right.
I mean,
is that what we're going to do?
Well, I mean, we have 8 minutes left.
I mean, I got to get some foot and mouth. It's been a while since I've done some
All right, let's go to foot and mouth. Let me pull it up here. All right, foot and mouth.
Get the lads on the pitch, huh?
Oh, man.
I don't know. You missed it. You're mixing a lot of things right now. Yeah.
All right, foot and mouth. And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer. With the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's foot in mouth.
Dude. I haven't talked about football in a long time.
But it's back, baby.
It is back. Yeah. I gotta
me and the lads out on the pitch.
Are you getting Jamaican now?
What was that?
Just trying to pull them all out.
That was awful.
I saw your grandmother at the grocery store tell her I said hello.
I don't even know what you're doing now.
Capagool. either way.
De Bruyne!
Kevin De Bruyne.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. Kevin.
It's erotic watching him play football out there. It really is. It touches me in certain ways that.
Inappropriate.
It's unfathomable sometimes what he's able to do out on the pitch. I just want to get that out there because he had a masterful game against Arsenal. Arsenal. You suck. All right, on with the next thing right now.
Okay, Woody the Woodpecker. Jeez.
Arsenal. Oh, Brad, no.
Champions League. Champions League! The fixtures are set. The final 16 have been determined. And we have the matches that are going to happen in February. They're coming around, but you got to know what's happening because there's some great ones out there. Liverpool. You just drew Atletico Madrid. What is going to happen there? That's going to be a great matchup. You've got... Here's probably the best one of it all, though. Real Madrid, Man City. Whoa, what a match. What a... it's been a while.
Man City.
What a draw that is.
Real Madrid. Massive.
PSG, they got themselves Dortmund, Barcelona, and Napoli. Chelsea, Napoli. Bayern Munich. What a matchup that will be. A lot of history between those two squads. The Champions League, always fantastic. The draw is set. Chelsea. It's going to be amazing. Soccer. Just get ready, y'all. Buckle your seats. But you know what's coming up?
Stay safe.
In the next couple of days right now, there's going to be a lot of football being played. Next week, I should say. And you have... Boxing Day coming up the day after Christmas, which is always a fantastic time.
Boxing Day.
The Premier League goes ham. They are going ham right now this time of year. A lot of fixtures going on. And like I said, I got to go back because it was actually kind of funny to see how bad Arsenal is. They are pretty pathetic. Man City finding their good form. They've been out of it for quite some time. The ones who aren't out of it, who are clearly in the mix, who are clearly taking the running for, who are going after that trophy, Liverpool playing like madmen out there.
Yeah,
haven't lost at Anfield in ages.
Ages, so long,
a long time,
a fortnight.
Do you actually know what a fortnight actually means?
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks.
It's
2 weeks.
Or something
like that.
No, it's 2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks. 14 days.
Bacon desert. Baker's dozen.
It's Baker's desert.
2 weeks. 14 days. 4 weeks times two.
Either way, football is back and in great shape.
It's back, baby. It's back.
It's never left us. It's always there for you. There's always something to watch. There's always a team to witness.
Always there.
Matches to behold. Wonderment around every corner.
Wonderment.
That's foot and mouth, y'all. I'm kind of unboxing right now.
Sorry. Was that distracting?
Not at all.
All right.
It was beautiful.
Great.
Football, yeah.
All right. So earlier today, this morning, I put out, because I didn't really have many grinds my gears going into this week, so I put it out to the audience, what grinds the gears of the audience. Now, I'm sure you have some, Derek. Am I correct?
Of course.
Oh,
horse.
So I'm just going to tell you a couple quick ones from the audience. Want to get your guys' opinions. Morgan said, when people chew with their mouths open.
Ooh,
yeah, that's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that's just
that's like respect factor, you know?
This is more manners, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, one more.
You know what really
I got a few, actually. That's so Raven said, the way your beard and sideburns don't meet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one for me, too. That's a weird gap.
Know what you got in the facial feature department and rock with it.
Yeah, if you don't have it, don't use it.
Yeah. Don't flaunt it if you don't got it, dude.
No, I'm going to flaunt it even though I don't have it.
Doesn't have it.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Only mentioning this one because she's very attractive. Brianna Cole XO said, Mama Mia, don't even know what that means, but you're attractive. So we're going to roll with it.
That's awful. You are just a dog. Is when people objectify women on air.
Despicable.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Derek's sister Aaron says, people who just stop in the middle of an aisle at a grocery stop in the middle of the aisle at groceries or malls, obvious to others.
I get you. You know what really
grinds my gears? I understand what she's saying.
Yeah.
All right, Derek, do you have any? Please save me.
Yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When I'm riding my bike and I pass somebody on my bike and they're not, and they have no hands on their handlebars and I have hands on my handlebars, I feel like, no! You should know that I can ride my bike with no hands on my handlebars, too. And I feel very ashamed, and it just annoys the hell out of me that I wasn't riding my bike with no hands on my handlebars.
Yeah, well, you think you're better than me? I could do the same thing. I could turn.
Because, like, it's not a very difficult skill to master if you ride your bike enough.
It's not at
all. But
I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
Exactly.
No handlebars.
It's important, y'all. Okay. All right. That's just I got to be prepared. I don't want to be the person like, oh, I can do it, too. No, I got to be. It's got to come naturally. I can't force it.
Agreed.
All right, next one.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people have an extensively long Instagram story and it looks like perforated paper at the top of their storyline.
Are you talking about me?
It happens from time to time, but you're not the worst culprit out there. There are far worse people out there.
This is true.
And it's just like, my goodness, okay. This better be really interesting because I don't even know if it's interesting because I'm not watching them.
Yeah.
If I see like more than five, I'm usually out. I'm usually out at that point in time. If I see more than five dashes, I'm like, yeah. I don't know. I'm very, very, I don't trust it. I don't trust it. Y'all haven't earned my trust yet.
Brad's got one.
Yep.
You know what really grinds my gears?
We probably talked about this, but an Instagram story of a concert.
Yes.
No one wants to see that. Yeah. If I wanted to see it, I would have paid for it.
You get one video.
Yeah. Show that you were there.
Or one act, one video per act at the most.
Yeah.
At the most.
Yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Fans that were willingly accepting sweaty headbands and armbands from players. That's disgusting. I don't want your sweaty ass headband thrown at me